Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
A very special welcome to St. Benedict's. We're happy that you're here. And if you're visiting us for the first time, we hope you feel at home among us. This vacation time, summertime, so I was thinking about what happened to the turtle family one day when they decided to have a family picnic. Now, as you can imagine, the turtle family takes its time. So Mother Turtle, it took her about a month to figure out what park they were going to go to. And then Father Turtle took about another month to gather all the baby turtles. And finally, when they were all together, it took Mother Turtle about a week to get the picnic basket in order. Eventually, they got to the park. And when they got to the park, it took Mother Turtle about 3 days to lay out the picnic blanket. And then, when they were getting ready to eat, Father Turtle said, "Wait, we must say grace." And it took Father Turtle about 2 days to say grace. And then, just when they were about to take their first bites of their sandwiches, Little Boy Turtle said, "Oh, we forgot the salt and pepper. I gotta go back home to get it." "But you gotta promise me something," he said to the whole family. "You will not take a bite, you will not eat until I get back." Sister Turtle was complaining, everyone was upset. But okay, go get the salt and pepper. And so, Little Boy Turtle starts heading home. 1 day passes, 2 days pass, 3 days pass, until Little Sister Turtle says, "I'm hungry and I can't wait anymore. I want to eat it now." And just when she was about to put the sandwich in her mouth, Little Boy Turtle was hiding behind a tree a few feet away and said, "You see? That's why I didn't go back and get it, because I knew you would start without me." Turtles take their time, don't they? It makes us think about what time means to us as human beings, especially in the rushed world that we live in. The fact is, we're always running from one thing to the next. We've always got some activity that requires our attention. And it seems like we're always running against time, right? If we could have 25 hours in a day, we would. Maybe we would add a few more. But we always feel like we're running out of time, or we don't have enough time to do what we need to do. And that creates all kinds of stress. We even say that, the value of time. Time is like gold. Time is very, very valuable, right? And so we have all these cultural ways of understanding time. But we forget one thing. Time is a creature of God. Time, like us, is limited. We are mortal. God has no time. God lives in eternity. Yet we are limited by time. And so what we do with our time and how we use our time is very important. So I want us to look at today's gospel as a call from God to think about how we use our time. Because the gospel presents us with two very good people. Martha and Mary were both very good. They were hospitable. They were inviting Jesus to their home. But there's a contrast, isn't there? The gospel tells us that Martha was busy getting things ready. She was cooking, she was cleaning, she was making sure the house was tidy. She was doing everything to make Jesus feel comfortable. Mary, on the other hand, was just kind of sitting there. Actually, not just kind of. She was just sitting there. She was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And we hear a complaint from Martha. She says to the Lord, Lord, tell her something. Tell her something. I'm doing all this by myself. And she's just sitting there. In today's lingo, we would say, she's just sitting there wasting time. She's not using her time wisely. And Jesus comes back with, Martha, Martha, you are worried about a lot of things, but Mary has chosen the better part. What does that mean for us? What does it mean that the Lord Jesus would say that the one who chose to sit at his feet and listen to him and share that time with him was choosing the better part? I don't know about you, but when I read and pray and think about this gospel, I believe Jesus is talking to us about prayer. I believe the Lord is saying that when we spend our time in prayer, in relationship with God, in an active relationship with God, something happens. There's a great value to being at the feet of Jesus. There's a great value to spending time with the Lord. It is never wasted time when we just stay still and pray. It is never wasted time when we open up the Bible and spend some time reading the Word of God to try to understand what God is telling us today, because God is always trying to tell us something. So it's never a waste of time to invest a few moments with the Lord. There's something happening in today's gospel that has a lot to do with 21st century Christians and the way we live our lives. We're always running around. We're always going from here to there. But we value time, don't we? We put a value on it. We know that certain companies charge so much per hour, or certain individuals charge so much per hour for a particular service. So we value time and we put a price tag on it, don't we? And here is Jesus, our Lord, saying, Mary has chosen the better part. To be still, to pray. In our lives as Christians, we have to value that time. And I'm going to tell you something, you can't put a price tag on it. You can't put a price tag on it. It's like a precious piece of art. What do they call it? They say it's priceless. It's worth so much. They can't put a price tag on it. The time we spent with the Lord is priceless. The time we spend in prayer and we dedicate to prayer is priceless. We must be convinced of that. As a matter of fact, we're here today worshiping God because we understand that this is a good use of our time. We understand that worship and coming together to listen to God's word, to celebrate Eucharist as the apostles did since the time of the resurrection, that this is important for us because we love God. And we want to express our love for God. And so by coming to worship, we're expressing that we want to be with the Lord. But today specifically, the Lord is inviting us to think about how much we value just being in the presence of God. And how much time we have or we make in our schedules for prayer. I want you to think about this. In the old days, we used to say that prayer was the lifting of our minds and our hearts to God. Did you hear that before? Lifting our minds and hearts to God. And then some spiritual writers started looking at that and they started saying, this thing about lifting, you know, God is everywhere. God is ever present. So how about defining prayer as opening our minds and our hearts to God? Opening our minds and our hearts to God. And that makes a lot more sense. Because God is ever present. But let's take it a step further. By opening our hearts and our minds to God, we are also opening our schedule to God. We're opening our agendas to God. We're saying God's things are important to us. So it means we spend some time really listening to God. And how do we do it? Well, I'll tell you, if you look in your Book of Common Prayer, it's right there in front of you, and turn to page 137, you're going to see that right here in our official prayer book, the prayer book that really brings all Anglicans throughout the world together, it's got daily devotions for individuals and families, and you'll see that on page 137 you have in the morning. On page 138 you've got at noon. On page 139 you have in the early evening. And on page 140 you have at the close of the day. It gives you the opportunity to use different moments of the day for prayer. And this is something that should be very close to us here at St. Benedict's. Because believe it or not, just a few days ago, the 11th of July, was the feast of St. Benedict. And St. Benedict was the founder of Western monasticism. He came up with this routine of daily prayer. Now, I don't know what you guys think about monks, but I know monks come up in Hollywood and movies, and they come up in a lot of jokes and stuff. But monks are not what we think they are. We have a tendency to think that monks spend the whole day with their hands folded going, right? They pray and meditate all day. That's why they're monks. But I'm going to tell you a secret and take it from someone who's been to monasteries many, many times. When you meet a monk and you shake their hand, you're going to notice that they don't have soft hands like your parish priest. They've got rough, rough hands with calluses in them. And the reason for that is that in the Benedictine tradition, Saint Benedict had a basic theme to the monastic life. And in Latin it goes, ora et labora. In other words, prayer and work. And so the monks balance their time between physical work, usually out in the fields, doing different types of manual labor, and their time in chapel praying. And so their life has almost a natural rhythm. Their life is balanced. As a matter of fact, when you look at the rhythms of the day and the way that they live their life, it's amazing, after spending a few days with them, how much peace you experience between the silence, the routine of prayer, and the routine of work. And maybe that's why these monks all last to be almost 100 years old. They all live well into their 90s. They have a very balanced life. Maybe it's also the vegetarian diet, because they only eat meat Christmas and Easter, you know. So. But they live a very healthy life. When the sun goes down, it's time to sleep. Now, what I don't agree with too much is they like to get up at 3:45 a.m. for prayers, for those first prayers. And they give you, when you get to the monastery, they give you a flashlight so you can get to the chapel. And I really don't know why they pray at that time, because I think that God must be sleeping at that time, I think. You know. But they pray at different hours throughout the entire cycle of the day. But they also work. There's a balance. And I bet you, if I were to go around this church and interview people right now and go through the whole thing, we do a lot more working than we do praying. And we probably spend a lot more time on the internet, on our computers, on our devices, than we do spending some quiet time. Relationship time. Because just like all your other human relationships require time, your marriage, your relationship with your children, your relationship with friends and others, all those things require time. Your relationship with the Lord also requires time. And so balancing your day and balancing your life is part of being a Christian disciple in the 21st century. And one of our challenges is to find the rhythm of prayer. There's one in here already for us. that we can use. The Book of Common Prayer has lots of different opportunities throughout the day to spend time with God, to pray the Psalms, to listen to God's word and take it into heart. But there's something else we need to think about. Is sitting at the Lord's feet something I consider worthwhile? Is spending time just in silence, or reading the Bible, or saying a few prayers, spending time in meditation, is that something I consider valuable? Do I consider it something good? Is it a good use of my time to just sit in the presence of God? Because Jesus himself says in this gospel, Mary has chosen the better part. And I'm sure Jesus was very grateful to Martha for the food, for the nicely decorated table. I'm sure Jesus was very happy that Martha's house looked tidy. I'm sure Jesus was very grateful for all that. But he says to her clearly that Mary chose the better part because Mary took time to listen. She took time to be with the Lord. You see, what happens to us today is that we believe that the more we do, the better we are. So we've become human doings. And God created us to be human beings. We think that the more human doing we are, the more doing and doing and doing, the better we'll be. But the fact is, doing doesn't make you better. You've been created to be a human being. And we've got to spend some time just being in the presence of God, listening to the Lord, sitting at the Lord's feet. There's a value to that, an incredible value to that. And when we sit at the feet of Jesus, what we're basically saying is, we recognize that we need God. See, prayer is not just about asking God for things. Oh God, do this for me, do that for me. Prayer is about being in the presence of God. It's about recognizing that we need the Lord, that we need to be nourished by the presence of God, of the living God. And how can God nourish us if we do not open our minds and our hearts to him? You know, I have a 4-year-old boy, his name is Albert. Wonderful kid, loving kid, beautiful kid. But to get him to open his mouth to eat is a challenge. So sometimes we gotta go, come on, Albert, we play the airplane routine, you know, we play the Star Wars routine, anything we can do to get him to open his mouth. You've been there, right? Get it? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna tell you all something. The same thing happens when we try to nourish our spirit. Unless we open our minds and our hearts to God, it's very, very difficult for us to really live an actively nourished and strengthen spiritual life. We've got to open our minds and our hearts to God. We've got to do what we can to open ourselves to God, to have moments in our day when they're just dedicated to prayer. You know, I pray in many of the offices right on my phone. They're electronic. They're all there. Morning prayer, evening prayer, night prayer. It's on my phone already. I have the app. If you download your St. Benedict's app, you can do it too. It's all in there. You can take it wherever you want to go. But spend some time thinking, praying, disconnecting from everything going on around you. Because ultimately, what Jesus is telling us is, that is the better part. All that doing that you consider so important, all that ministry, it's wonderful ministry. Keep doing it. But balance it with prayer. Because unless you balance it with prayer, you cannot live a balanced spiritual life. The monks' hands are rough, not because they're not people of prayer. They are rough because they need that other balance. The physical and the spiritual come together. God did not make us angels. If we were angels, we wouldn't need to eat. We wouldn't need to rest. We'd be pure spirits, and that would be the problem we solved. God made us body and soul, and we've got to remember that. Physical and spiritual. And they're not against each other, by the way. They're not against each other. We just need to be balanced enough to know how to juggle all those things and activities and areas of our life. And life is a juggling act, by the way. The spiritual life is a juggling act. So if you feel like you're juggling, that's good, because God's in the juggle. God's in the juggle. Keep juggling. And use whatever time you can to just be in the presence of God. Even just a few minutes a day. Some people are morning people. Do it in the morning. Some people are night people. Do it at night. But spend some time with God in prayer. Because then you can say to the Lord, Lord, I too have chosen the better part. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.